and had it stolen, a 22% increase in just a year. Old habits die hard, and thieves can't help themselves, especially when it's so easy. So why is it so difficult for some people to turn off the car, take the key or the fob, and lock it up before they walk away? Turn off the ignition and lock your vehicle every time you get out. Don't leave keys or fobs inside. Put all valuables out of sight in the trunk or take them with you. Lock it before you leave it. Don't make it easy for the thief. If you know something about vehicle theft or insurance fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB. That's 1-800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Aha, it's the weekend. Nothing more enjoyable than spending my Friday afternoons here at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap with my good old friend, Jay Hardgreen. The last show of 2018, the next time you say a word on this show, it'll be 2019, just like that.
I'm ready for the new year.
Are you?
Absolutely.
You know what's coming next year as well on Fridays?
What's that?
This. When we welcome you to the weekend. Oh.
I like this better.
Wait a minute.
Let's see.
Wait a minute. What? Oh. Okay, slow.
This is better. This is not better. Just went downhill right off the cliff.
Nope. Holiday edition of Little Rebecca Black.
Another year of hell. Having to listen to Rebecca Black 3 hours, three times a show.
I wouldn't look at it that way.
I would.
Not at all. Got plenty to get into today, folks. Gus Kattengill, LJ Hardgrave with the Jordan intern here on Royal Street, 132 Royal Street. It's crowded. Sugar Bowl coming up. Right? In a couple of days here as well. I saw some folks, in and around the area. We got plenty to get into today, Jay. So here's the phone lines. It's real simple. 800-998-1003. Jordan's gonna be busy, tweeting a couple of things today.
Yeah, I am too.
First and foremost, okay, so we have the Saints. Two things, Jordan, we can tweet based on this that will make questions of the day that I think we can have some fun with. What are you most interested in seeing on Sunday? The team exit the game healthy? Do you want to see a win? You can make this a poll question if you like. Health, a win to get 14, the most ever in franchise history. Teddy B. Everybody wants to see Teddy Bridgewater, right? And finally, maybe number four, how about seeing some of the other players like Tre'Quan Smith and Keith Kirkwood kind of, you know, just, this is a good game, I think, for them. Marcus Davenport, right? Good game for him. Just, I want to see some guys that I think you may need a play or two from in the postseason.
Yes.
Kind of like, I want to see Tre'Quan Smith have a 7-8 catch day. You know, does that make sense?
Let's be realistic. This is a preseason game.
That's what I'm getting at. So, is it health? Is it getting the 14th win? Is it, I just want to, honestly, I don't care if we win or what, I just want to see Teddy Bridgewater play. I want to see what he's all about. We've been waiting all season. Does he do the Baker Mayfield stare like Joey said? Or fourth, do you want to see some of the younger players kind of, you know, get into a groove here? I'd like to see Marcus Davenport maybe get a sack or something and, you know, Tre'Quan Smith get a touchdown pass to Kirkwood. Again, guys that I think are going to need and to make some plays, if that makes any sense.
I'm more interested in seeing the offensive line because I believe you've got to sit several of those guys down with injuries. Well, you know, Teron Armstead, you've got to get those guys out. So you can have young guys playing. And this is a good defense. Luke Kuechly, you know this game still means something to him because it's a game. He's a football player, and he plays the game hard. Well, so it's a good challenge for the backup offensive line to show something.
I'll say one of the things, too, as we bring in Clarence here, our first call of the day, I think the thing that we're talking about the line, you saw the moves yesterday. Two players waived, released, whatever, and two signings, offensive linemen to tackles. I think it's very clear by just that sign. Again, look, you looked at the injury report that that the team had. It's real simple, right? This was yesterday's. Jermon Bushrod not playing or did not practice. Teron Armstead did not practice. Larry Warford did not practice. Ryan Ramczyk, limited participation. Look, if they sign two tackles this week, yesterday in transactions, and you got some guys that you may call up as well, and you make it through, this is clearly you're putting anybody but everybody that's a starter on that offensive line, which is even more reason why I don't play number nine. We'll get to that in a quick second. Want to get the call in, though. Clarence, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover, man. What you got?
Hey, I know y'all probably know this, but I don't get to listen as much as I'd like. If we lose to Carolina, you know the eeriness of 2009 and this year.
The same three losses.
Is that like, I don't know. I don't know if I don't believe in destiny, but man, that's just,
it's crazy,
kinda
right?
Eerie, and I really would like to see Taysom Hill under center.
So you want to you want to see Taysom Hill as a quarterback, as opposed to kind of a jack of all trade, kind of trying to do some different things. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
I'm not a Teddy Bridgewater fan.
Okay, all right. There you go. We'll put you down on the list. So you want to see what do you want to see on Sunday? You want to see that. You want to see Taysom Hill play. Because here's the thing. I was on Eric Asher's show inside New Orleans yesterday, and we were talking about this about risk and reward. Right, because this is the second thing I want you to tweet once you're done with that, Jordan. There's some players that there's incentives tied into.
Right.
Okay, on Sunday. There's some records that could be met, broken, surpassed for Drew Brees, for Mark Ingram, for Alvin Kamara, for Michael Thomas hitting a certain yardage mark, things that nature, right? Thomas, Kamara, Ingram, Brees is 8 yards from 4,000. You know, I mean, it seems like people are like, hey, get him out there, get him to get four. I'm like, is it really worth the risk for you? I mean, I just, again, do I think that he's not capable of taking a snap, dumping it off for a pass of 10, and then exiting to standing over? Because that's what I've heard a lot from social media. Hey, let him go play a series, pass it to Thomas, hand it off to Ingram, dump it to Kamara. They can all break their records after a series and then, you know, score a touchdown and then boom, you know, right before they score one by one like an NBA game, you know, you bring him off the field to standing ovation. We'll see you in the playoffs. I hear you. Do I think they're capable of doing it? But if you're going to put on Jordan, me, Joey, and you for the offensive line?
Yeah.
That's my problem. You know what I'm getting at?
There's one play, Gus, right, that Drew Brees should be allowed to run, and that's it.
Uh-huh.
That's when you send someone in motion, they snap the ball to Brees in the shotgun, and he just shuffles it forward to that guy. And it's a pass. And that's it. Get your 8 yards and get your butt on the bench, and you don't play again.
Know, look, we had Eric Alexander on the show yesterday, and he said, no, you have him go through. Because I don't even want him dressed. I want him in the locker room, and instead of his jersey hanging in the locker, it's his sweatshirt. You know, it's sweatshirt, a bag of sunflower seeds, a ball cap, whatever. He says it's important to go through the routine. It's important, he says, for him to just kind of go through the routine, go through warm-ups. You can get work in during your warm-ups. You're making your passes. You get what I'm getting at?
Right.
Like, that half-hour, 45-minute pregame warm-up is work in. You work with players. You're in.
Keeps
your
arm. Exactly. Keeps your arm going.
You know, you do it before the game, so you go through routine. He said, then you go in the locker room, then you put the gear on. You know, because you warm up right before you come back out to get introduced with gear. You're doing warm ups with your helmet, with your shoulder pads. He's like, that's valuable. You know, he's like, I know maybe a lot of people don't understand, and Eric was saying,
no,
that.
It is.
You know, so maybe you do that. And look, you heard Drew say this week that Teddy was going to see some action. It almost hinted and sounded like, you know, maybe they do go out there for a series. Maybe they want to go into the postseason with something positive to go. I look, to me, it's not worth the risk, which is why I'm making this another question of the day. Are incentives, are yardage and record marks important enough to risk a team you think can go to the Super Bowl? Now, I also understand incentives matter to the players, right? Nick Underhill of The Advocate put out a little piece. Max Unger, if he plays and he's active for the game, 46,000. Alex Okafor, 31,000. Manti Te'o, 31,000. Cam Jordan, 18. Ben Watson, 15. Josh Hill, 12. Chris Banjo, 12. So again, look, you can get that. Jordan can also earn a sack bonus this week. He has 12 sacks. His next one will pay him a bonus of $250,000. He can earn another bonus of $500,000 if he gets to 15 sacks. And an additional $500,000 for 17 sacks. So he gets 5 sacks on Sunday, he makes $1 million. Now again, can he get 5 sacks on Kyle Allen? I don't know. There's certain things. Alex Okafor can earn a bonus of $400,000 by reaching his 5th sack. He currently has 4. So Alex Okafor wants to play, right? Gets that one sack, you get $400,000. I mean, that's not chump change. So there's some things tied in. Again, the 8 yards for Drew Brees to 4,000. Thomas to get to the yardage mark. So, look, I think maybe it's short-sighted for me to say, does it matter? It's not worth the risk. But I'll throw that out there for you fans. Do you think all those different marks, incentives, and yardage, do you think it's worth the risk? Or do you just want to see a preseason game? So, a couple of questions of the day out there. Saints Wazza will toss out there.
It's a catch-22, Gus. I mean, you've got to try to let those players know as an organization, as a coach, that we're aware that you're close to bonuses, but it's not be-all, end-all that they get these. I keep going back to CC Sabathia, who pitched for the Yankees in the last game of the season, and he had an incentive on the line. I've drawn a blank on who they played in the scenario of, I think it was the Twins, where they drilled one of the Yankees in the early part of the game, and CC Sabathia went out there, I think it was the bottom of the first, and drilled the guy for the Twins and got ejected out of the game, knowing full well he was going to get ejected and not have a shot at his bonus. The Yankees then said afterwards, we're still giving you the incentive. So the Saints are in a position that they can give some of these people bonuses if they feel like you would have gotten this if you had played in this game. So they have the right to do that. Now you're opening a can of worms, though, as a team. We're giving it to this guy, but we're not giving it to that guy. So Sean Payton, it's a tough act. He's got to figure out, do I let these guys go out there and you know, kind of protect Drew and kind of do what we were talking about. You're going to get 3 passes, get the 8 yards, and as soon as you get the 8 yards, you're coming out.
I mean, again, there's a handful of things that can happen here. Josh Kazakstein of the TimespeakUnoLeads.com, then he goes out and he puts all the different, again, things that can happen on Sunday. I mean, yes, on its surface, you quickly take a look at it. Meaningless game because you can't improve your standings.
Right.
But it's not completely meaningless, right? That 14-2 mark would be the best in franchise history. The Saints have scored 53.5% of their offensive possessions this season. They're trying to eclipse that and have that all-time mark there. The highest from recent memory, he says, 2007 Patriots scored on 52.7%. So the Saints likely need to score in a couple of times on Sunday to maintain a historic rate. So it would be the most ever in history. If the Saints don't allow a 100-yard rusher, it'll be the 4th time in franchise history they've gone a full season without allowing one. Do you know? Did you know? They haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher.
Yeah.
For the year. I mean, again, that's something that the defense as a whole can be attainable. Doesn't matter who's playing, that's something as a whole that can be attainable. So it'll be the 4th time they did it in 81, 82, and 87. And then they have a couple other things. The Saints offensive line has just had 14 accepted penalties, which is the fewest in the NFL. If they keep it below 21, it'll be the fewest since 2009. The opponents have returned just 12 punts by the Saints this season, which would break the franchise low of 19 from 2011. The Saints allowed just 60 punt yards this season. Think about that. 60 punt yards this season. That's the fewest in the NFL, and the Saints still have breathing room to break the franchise low of 99 set in 2014. The current mark of 60 would be the lowest in the NFL since 2008, and the Falcons allowed just 49. I'm doing this for a couple of reasons. One, to show you there's a lot of things on the line on Sunday that are things are of accomplishment. B, to kind of just give you a little pep in your step as to just how good the Saints have been this year. This season, this week, Jay, this week, the national media is doing its best to tell you the Bears, the Seahawks, the Cowboys can come into the Dome and win. The Rams are just, you know, a handful away from being able to come in and win. And the Saints, you know, nobody's buying them. I'm just letting you know. That's why I'm going through some of these. And after the break and after Troy's call here, we'll do some of the individual stuff. But the Saints have had one heck of a year, man.
Right now, I'm with the national media. We are vulnerable right now.
Oh, come on.
I was the one that told you they were going to win the Super Bowl before anybody believed me. And right now I'm telling you, this team is vulnerable. They need to get it together. They're in a difficult position going into this game.
Troy, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover, man. What you got?
Hey, guys. I got just something I've been thinking about. I've been hearing a lot of people say that we can't bench everybody.
Right.
But pretty much you can. You think about all the backups that we have on this team, like Washington as your running back. Basically, the only player you can't bench is one of your offensive linemen because you have two guards that are backups with Tom and Clapp. So you either got to play Unger or Pete, one of them. Everybody else you can bench because if you go by position, you have a backup for that spot. It may be somebody that plays a lot like Onyemata or Stallworth.
Right.
But you got Banjo for safeties, Hardy's for cornerbacks, got Beagle and Robertson for linebackers. You can bench basically everybody. I just don't understand why you would play anybody and risk injury when you're losing basically the Super Bowl if Drew Brees gets hurt.
Troy, you're right. You can bench everybody because there's a good chance that Teron Armstead, Bushrod, guys like that are going to be on the inactive list, which will give you more players coming up from the inactive list that will be active.
And to Troy's point, you're definitely going to be, you're going to see a lot, like Manti Te'o's been inactive the last several weeks. He's playing, right? Because one of the guys that I wanted to sit was DeMario Davis. Just sit in a sweatshirt and we'll see you later. Again, though, like I said, Cam Jordan, man, he can get 500,000 on a sack. I mean, you know, Alex Okafor, he gets one more sack, 400,000. So I wouldn't be surprised because of some of these marks. And after this break, Troy, I'll go through some of the individual things that can happen. If you don't see, not that I'm agreeing, but I wouldn't be shocked if you don't see a series or a quarter of the starters on offense, you know? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. If you got injured in an accident, don't play the game of claims with an insurance company, right? Let the professionals handle it. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. They will take care of you. Let them know you heard it in the Sports Hangover as well. It's a free consultation call. You can go online at your leisure, kinginjuryfirm.com. You can see all the different things they do and they can help you with. It's not just, a car wreck. It's offshore. It's all kinds of different things as well. So go there, check it out. They also have videos. They also have blogs and things of that nature that kind of show you some of the things they've done and they can do for you. So go check it out, kinginjuryfirm.com. When we come back, Jay, we'll go through some interesting individual accolades that can be reached. And also on Inside New Orleans last night, Eric Asher brought up his reasoning, Drew Brees versus Patrick Mahomes, a series of stats here that I thought were interesting as to who you got.
It's played MVP. Out very difficult, man. It really has.
So we'll get into all of that and more. Pels hosting the Dallas Mavericks.
Who?
We'll touch on them as well. And we hadn't even gotten into the national semifinal games. Are tomorrow.
Who are the Pels?
Tomorrow, right?
Who are the Pels?
Bama, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Clemson. Who you got? Jordan the intern. Tweet that out there as well. Who's winning the semifinal games tomorrow?
Oh, the team that keeps losing.
Yeah. You can't get over it. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe's Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Orleans Pelicans basketball. Do it big.
Lob for the rim. One hand alley-oop. Smash. Down by Anthony Davis.
No, he didn't.
Picks it up. Shoots for three. Good, good, good. Drew Holiday.
Hi, this is Sean Kelly. Join John DeShazer and me as the Pelicans take on the Minnesota Timberwolves Monday at 7
on ESPN Radio, New Orleans.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online, oldsaint.com.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrades 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
There it is. Little Tom Sawyer. It's a good song.
Who is this?
Come on.
No, really.
You don't know who this is?
No, who is it?
You really don't know who this is?
No, I don't. Kind of like Carolina's quarterback. I have no idea who he is.
It's a little Tom Sawyer.
What's the name of the band?
Tom Sawyer.
Oh, my God.
Tom Sawyer and Friends.
It's kind of like Carolina's quarterback. I have no idea who he is.
You're pulling my leg. Right?
No, I don't know. Who is it?
You really don't know who the band is?
No.
Have you heard this song
This
before?
Is from the 1980s.
Did they open for Rebecca Black or something?
This you're pulling my leg.
This is from the 80s.
I can see the grin on your face.
I'm not a big rock and roll guy.
Gus.
Have you ever heard of the band Rush?
Yeah, I've heard of them. Couldn't name a song.
I could tell you this.
That's them.
Okay, now I can name one.
I could tell you this is from the 80s.
All right, you know what?
He was one up on me because I had no idea.
Do you have that dynamite drop in? Because it could apply for both of them right now.
Sorry, I like R&B.
Was it not from the 80s?
Not a big rock and roll guy.
R&B, huh? Yeah, he said Rush's. Yeah, that's not Rush's second song.
That's Rebecca Black's dad.
1003. We'll talk Pels and Mavericks on this show. I know you're itching to get into that here.
Dynamite
Pels 15 and 20.
That broadcast school has really paid off.
There you go. Thank you. See, that's for you, Jordan. 16-17 Dallas. The two teams just played on Wednesday. The one thing that stood out more than anything. Okay, we'll get into this because I want to get into some more of the Saints stuff here. But just something to chew on when we do eventually talk Pels and tonight's game. So it was early February, in which they suffered their 14th road loss of the season. They've accomplished that already. And to match the mark that they were last year, remember last year was the difference of a game, really.
Right.
In and out. They will have to go 33-14 the rest of the way. 33-14.
So it means you got to win two-thirds of your games, more than two-thirds.
Just when you initially hear that, how many Pels fans out there, and I can't see you, so I'm trusting you, would raise your hand and think you could do it?
None.
My gut right now tells me not a shot.
So here's the – to come –
33-14 is what they have to do to match last year's record.
To complicate things more, why then would you trade your number one pick? Because it could be a lottery pick, and more likely it could. So how are you going to help this team?
I don't know if they're a lottery team, man. That's
Gus.
I know they're bottom. I know where they are right now. I hear you. You're right.
And you got a shot at Zion in the lottery?
No, look, stop it. Now you sound like the intern. He wants to trade everybody. He's like Fletcher Mackel, who's been playing on the NBA trade machine on ESPN.com. You have half the team going to New York for Zion.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you did. You sent Anthony Davis
to the Knicks, and then we get Zion Williams if they do get the first round pick.
Okay.
And then either get Knox or
Porzingis.
Yeah, or Porzingis.
Okay.
And then you have the other first round pick from this year, and you get Bol Bol plus $50 million that you'll have next year.
He's just got it all ready.
Plus $50 million you'll have next year.
Porzingis has got me thinking. He's got me thinking on this possible trade.
Then you get the number one shooting guards with your $50 million. You're set.
Shooting guards.
Well, Porzingis is going to take a good bit of.
Anyway, 33-14 is where they need to go. The Zach Lowe piece didn't help things this week. We'll get into all of that and more. But I want to touch on this. And it's some of the individual accolades. And again, 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in. Is it worth the risk for the reward to play players, to get their incentives, for players to reach certain benchmarks that also may help them with incentives, right? Look, I understand it. I really do. And also the other question of the day at ESPN Radio NOLA that we want to have out there is what are you most interested in seeing? We already had a caller that said, hey, I want to see Taysom Hill under center, like a quarterback, and see what he can give you. The four options I gave you come out healthy. Franchise win record, which would be number 14. Teddy B, the choppa, and see what the backups can do, or just some of the other young guys, like Traquan Smith and Marcus Davenport. I'd like to see them kind of have a nice game. So all of that, feel free, chime in or tweet at us. Here's some of the individual accolades Josh Kazatstein puts up there. Mark Ingram has 5,979 career rushing yards. He's 117 yards behind Deuce McAllister's franchise record. No way he's playing long enough for.
Wait till next year.
Unless he gets two runs that are, it's not happening. Now, if he comes back next year, he's got. Well, because again.
See you in September, Mark.
Well, we got to resign him for that to happen. But 117 yards is not 17 yards.
See you in September.
Yeah, he's way too. No, we're good. Ingram has 55 total touchdowns, which ties him with McAllister for second place in franchise history. One more put Ingram alone in second behind Marcus Colston, who has 72. Again, could you get that in a series? Alvin Kamara has 18 total touchdowns this season, currently tied with Dalton Hilliard back in 1989 for the most in Saints history. One more would give Kamara the single season record. So let's say those starters stay in that opening drive. They get down there. Who are you handing the ball off to? Is it Mark Ingram, or is it Alvin Kamara?
Zach Line. You can wait till next year.
If you're playing those guys in that series, one of those two better get the ball for the touchdown. It's the only reason they're playing.
Then the other one's ticked.
Drew Brees, 8 yards from securing his 13th consecutive season with 4,000 yards or more. Brees' streak of 12 is already an NFL record. Peyton Manning has the record for most 4,000-yard seasons with 14. Will Lutz, 134 points, which is 13 behind the franchise record of 147 set by John Casey back in 2011.
He'll be kicking. Lutz, he'll have a shot.
I'm with you. Lutz have at it. 93.3% of his field goals he's knocked in this year. That's a franchise record for a full season. John Carney holds the record at 92%. Michael Thomas, 1,376 receiving yards, which is 23 behind Joe Horn's franchise record of 1,399 set in 2004. So, Jay, that opening drive, Drew Brees, give it to Thomas a couple of times. He gets to 4,000. Thomas gets to, he needs 23 yards. And then if you get to the end zone, give it to Kamara so he can pass Hilliard and then set everybody down.
All right, so here's the only thing I would be willing to do. Breeze, three shuffle passes, get the 8 yards. He goes to the sidelines. You bring in either Bridgewater or
so we shuffle
Taysom Hill. That's it. He ain't even, he's not even holding on to the ball for a full second.
All right.
Then Michael Thomas is going to run a back shoulder fade with either Taysom Hill or Teddy Bridgewater for about 30 yards. And then his you know what comes out to the sidelines.
All right.
Then if you get to the end zone, maybe you allow.
And then come in from the sidelines. He could bring in Kamara and Ingram from the sidelines.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just like one of them's playing at a time. I mean, we're not putting all of them out there on the field at the same time.
Right.
Then maybe we let one of them get a touchdown. Then if we get later in the game and there's another possession, Kamara can have his one play at the 1 yard line for his touchdown.
Josh Kazakstein gives us more. Thomas leads the NFL with 120 catches. Eagles tight end Zach Ertz, 113. Packers receiver Devontae Adams, 111. Adam Thielen, 110. So best chance to get him. I mean, look, Ertz, you know, he's seven away to lead the league in catches.
Here's the question. Well, do you want these records or do you want a Super Bowl?
Look, again, I started the show by saying it's not worth it.
Not with a backup offensive line.
Not against a team that's got nothing to play for, doesn't like you, and are going to hit you.
And Luke Kuechly coming like a freight train on every play.
I'm sorry. Let's back that up. With a patchwork offensive line of guys that probably haven't played this season, if at all.
And Luke Kuechly coming like a freight train.
Let me back that up. With the team that doesn't like you. Okay, you know, Thomas needs two more catches to be tied for top seven for a single season in the NFL history books. Three more to be tied for top five. He currently is 12th with 120 catches. Thomas also currently has a catch rate of 85.7% among players with at least 100 targets since 1992. No player has ever exceeded 85% before this year. However, for Thomas to set the record, he would need Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey's rate to drop, as his catch rate right now is 86.2. So, we can go on and on. He's got a whole piece. Go to NOLA.com. Josh Kazakstein has it. But look, again, to me, I'm going with the rest. I saw a text. I get it. Look, for Drew to get that 4,000-yard mark, I think he can snap it in the shotgun, man. Get rid of it before he gets touched.
It's not a read. It's a you're throwing the ball at this guy play.
And I hear you. Do I think the Saints are capable of driving down the field in that opening drive? I think you give it a try then, if that's the case. Get out there. Get something good going. Maybe you get a touchdown, and then you come out to a standing ovation, and, you know, you pull them. You know, like right before that happens, to your point, you're at the 2-yard line, 5-yard line. You pull Breeze, the crowd gives him a standing O, in comes Teddy, who hands it off to Kamara, who then gets the touchdown. He's done for the day.
I'm good with that.
So I'm kind of almost talking myself into I can accept it, but man, I said it last night on Inside New Orleans. If during that series, Breeze gets sacked, I mean, the phone should go off, and that should be Gail Benson to Sean Payton going, what are you
in
doing
in my office right now?
Right now, what are you doing?
I'm calling plays. I don't care.
Again, do I think they're capable of doing it? Can they pick plays and run plays? Yes, but I'll
tell you who's not. Who's not even going to have a shot at his incentives is Cam Jordan, the guy who gave the bottle of wine and the broom to Cam Newton. He does not need to be out on the field.
Little cutback block.
Yeah,
illegal pick.
You just be careful with that one.
Little one go high, one go low on him.
Yeah. A little bit careful on that one. Cam, you're not getting your incentives, buddy.
I hear you. 800-998-1003. We're live at Deuce McAllister's Old St. Kitchen and Tap, 132 Royal Street. We're here each and every Friday. Jay Hardgrave, what are we having today for lunch? I'm flying out in the evening for the weekend. Head to Miami, little hoops. Be back Sunday.
Are you working on the bikini, Bonnie, doing now?
No.
You got to help me out.
Jordan already started. I got to the second. So I'm good. I'm going all in for the next couple of days.
Because I know you haven't had Kushan in a while.
I think I ruined it last night.
You haven't had the Kushan fries.
Which is?
It's our fresh cut friend fries with slow cooked pulled pork, tenders can be.
Smothered
with the white cheddar cheese.
Smothered in cheese.
It's a winner.
I think that's what's happening.
Yeah, if you're not working on the bikini body, you're going with the
Kushan. You know, now on airlines, you might get a snack.
Might
get a snack.
You ought to yank your Kushan out. We'll give you one to go and yank one out
exactly.
on the flight.
So I won't eat again until like 10:30 Florida time. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have a little fun with this. 800-998-1003. Rafael, his thoughts. Look, we haven't even got into this. Tomorrow is the national semifinals, right? You got Bama, Oklahoma. You have Clemson, Notre Dame. Who does Vegas have? We'll talk to Rafael next on ESPN New Orleans.
For over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Can you say home is Clayton Homes? Home is Clayton Homes. Home is Clayton Homes three times fast? Well, if you can, post your video on Facebook. Oh, and they sell mobile homes, too. Home is Clayton Homes, located on Highway 311 in Houma. Call 985-872-2850 or check them out on Facebook. Home is Clayton Homes, the new mobile home supercenter. So, home is Clayton Homes, 985-872-2850.
T-Bob here, and when my AC needs repair, I call the experts at River City's Total Maintenance. They're fast, they're professional, and they'll come out the same day you call. That's right, the same day, and they get the job done right. Couple that with the 2 and 3 year warranties and a 100% money back guarantee, and you cannot go wrong, my friends. So if you need same day AC service, critical in this heat, call River City's Total Maintenance at 504-841-3300. That's 841-3300, and tell them T-Bob sent you.
Give your golfer lessons or club fittings from Golf Tech and make this holiday one they will celebrate for years to come. Holiday gifts starting at $125. Visit golftech.com/gifts to buy online or to find your nearest Golf Tech center. That's golftech.com/gifts.
Swing better, play better. Golf Tech.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Vision Communication is proud to announce LightWave, a breakthrough in television viewing. The interactive programming guide is awesome for finding your favorite shows quickly. More channels are available, plus multi-room DVR, easy to search video on demand, and new apps such as local weather. You can even customize your settings for more control. LightWave is here. Call today to get a great introductory offer. It's part of our promise to bring you a better vision.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
At PSI Doc Sports, a little drizzle this morning, a little rain, and now the sun
is shining
on Royal Street, but that was enough, that moisture, to keep away Rafael Esparza. What's up, Rafael? How are you?
Not much. Just too much college football. The college basketball team today.
Yeah, I know. The Auburn Tigers on the board taking on Purdue.
That didn't take long.
As they're up 7-0 in the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. There you go. Let's get into a little college football, dude. We have, obviously, the LSU game coming up. We'll maybe call you on Monday to kind of touch on that a little bit more here as well, as they don't play again until New Year's Day. But tomorrow, the national semifinal games, they snuck up on me. I'm not even going to lie. They snuck up on me because, you know, we're paying attention to the Saints, paying attention to home field, the Pels disaster. I'm not going to lie to you. It snuck up on me. So here it is tomorrow, 3 p.m. Central Time, Arlington, number 3 Notre Dame, number 2 Clemson. They have the Clemson Tigers as a 13-point favorite. No respect for Notre Dame, Rafael.
Yeah, I agree. And I think this is going to be the one that's probably the closest out of those two matchups. I would not be shocked. I think this the Notre Dame has the speed on defense to maybe control the Clemson offense. And I think Notre Dame's rushing attack might bother Clemson maybe in the second half. If they can run the ball, that would give the tight ends some key spots in the second half for Notre Dame. I like the plus 13. Getting Notre Dame plus 13, I think, is great, great value. It would not shock me if Notre Dame upsets Clemson on this one, but I still think Clemson rolls, but I think plus 13. I have Clemson winning by a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm giving the point. I'm taking the points here as well. Look, the Dexter Lawrence, you know, test.
I'm not so on Clemson's quarterback either.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. I mean, look, I mean,
he's a freshman.
They have a couple of players here that have been suspended, right? The lineman,
yeah.
Tight end, and Dexter Lawrence. So, does it affect the team? Does it not? I don't know. But Rafael, I'm just looking at the season as a whole, and every single time I want to say Notre Dame's all about hype. Notre Dame's poo. Notre Dame's not good. They put on a pretty decent performance. Yes, they've had some scares. Vandy almost got him and stuff like that. But you know what? You can say that about the Saints. The Saints have had some. They find a way to win is what I'm kind of getting at.
Yep.
And can you compare and contrast the difference between the team that Brian Kelly brought to the national championship and got waxed by Alabama and now? And I'm asking you that because in a college game day this year, I want to say midseason, he spoke about that game and he said he learned a ton about what it would take to face an SEC team or a team like that in a national championship, and he was woefully unprepared. He didn't have the right offense. He didn't have the right philosophy. He didn't have a lot of things. So I think they might be better prepared for this one.
Yeah, and I agree on that, especially on the defensive side of Notre Dame. I think they recruited speed more on defense than maybe how they used to recruit, especially on a defensive line. I think they'll be well prepared. Do I think they're going to upset, let's say, Alabama or Oklahoma, if whoever gets passed on there? I don't think so. I still think the winner of the Oklahoma-Alabama game is going to be the national championship.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's what I was going to get into next. What are some things that to keep an eye on, though, when it comes to this game?
I would think the second half. If Notre Dame can rush the ball, I think the second half, I think that could be the cause of problem for Clemson, because I think that would lean the passing lanes open for Notre Dame. And I'm 100% sold on Notre Dame. Their defense only gave 17 points up to USC. They controlled Syracuse easily, which Syracuse offense was rolling in that game, and controlled them, only holding them to 3 points. I think that defense of Notre Dame is probably the quietest. Everyone wants to talk about the new passing attack of Notre Dame and their running attack, but that defense is really good.
Rafael, when Notre Dame, Brian Kelly replaced, Winbush with Ian Book, I kind of laughed at it. Didn't think it was much of a move. But yeah. I've got to admit, this team is better with Ian Book as their quarterback. 12.5, 13 points, somewhere in that area. The money line has got to be pretty decent on Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame can win this game outright. What's the money line if somebody wants to take Notre Dame straight up to win?
It's anywhere between $4 to plus $4.50.
Wow.
It depends on where you shop. Last time I checked, Borivage, the closest book to us right now, had plus $4.25. So, Notre Dame money line, that's something interesting. I know a lot of people are putting two-team parlays, Notre Dame money line and Oklahoma money line. If you put $100 on that two-team parlay, it pays up to over $3,000.
Jeez.
All right, the next game, 7 o'clock ESPN, Hard Rock Stadium over there in Miami. You have number 4, Oklahoma, at, again, number 1, Alabama. They're the home team, 14-point favorite in this one.
I know the total is 77. The total got bet up all the way up to 81 at one point, and it's dropped 4 points. I still think this total goes over. Would not be shocked if both teams hit the half a century mark, and then would not be shocked if Alabama rolls on this. I'm also leaning towards maybe taking a plus 14, because I think if Oklahoma can score on Alabama's defense, which all three of us can agree, this has not been Alabama's best defensive team in the past couple of years. I think Oklahoma will be able to score on that tight defense. I mean, Georgia scored 28 points on them. Auburn scored over 20 points on them. Florida put 17 points up on them. I think Oklahoma will be able to score. I just like the total going over 77. This one's going to be high octane. This game might end around midnight just because how many points will be scored.
I tell you, am I wrong to think, Jay, Tua has something to prove in this game?
I don't know if he's got something to prove. I think he will come
losing
out. But
the Heisman to that starting quarterback. I think the defense for Alabama is going to play a little extra something.
I don't see, and this is the question I want to ask Raphael, I don't see how Oklahoma's defense can do anything to stop Jalen Hurts, much less Tua. Do you have a prop, Raphael, on, like, if Oklahoma can stop Alabama on one drive?
No, because I think Oklahoma will be able to stop them. Their defense played a lot better against Texas at their last meeting. I mean, it held a couple of times their defense made some key stops, especially against West Virginia in the fourth quarter when they only won by 3 points. It just made some stops. I mean, if you're Oklahoma, again, you're still reading that there's no way your defense can stop Alabama. I think their defense will make some kind of some stops, but like again, I still think neither of these defenses I think are going to be very, very impressive Saturday night.
All right, Raphael, let's move on over to the Saints here. 8.5, 7.5. I've seen a lot of places here. How do you see this game between the Saints and Panthers?
I mean, we've been talking about your backup quarterback Willie Stein, all that. What the Oregon quarterback did to come back to his senior year not only changed the college or the NFL draft on quarterbacks, but changed a lot of teams that maybe were looking to the draft, now maybe looking at backup quarterbacks in the NFL. So now your backup quarterback is probably auditioning to teams that maybe would have been drafting an NFL quarterback in the NFL draft, because this is probably one of the weakest NFL quarterback drafts we've seen. Coming into this one is very interesting. I think the Saints roll Carolina, whoever, no matter who's behind center. I'm a little bit shocked that this one's not close to 10-point favorite, just because I know the Saints will be resting, but Carolina, they're planning their vacation, fishing trips. They could care less about this. I would not be shocked. If you're the Saints, you do not want a close game. Well, maybe even lose this game, because I always tell people, I don't care if you're resting. You do not want to come into any playoff on a loss. I don't care if it's football, basketball, but right. You don't want to start the playoffs with a loss.
Raphael, how do you put a line on this game when Carolina's playing for nothing? They've got a guy off the street and Will Allen who's going to quarterback for him.
No, but that's your point.
Kyle, exactly to the point. And then you don't know what the Saints are going to do, who's playing and who's not playing. How do you even put lines on this game?
It's easy because I can guarantee you this is probably one of the weakest betting NFL weeks will take, because everyone's in full octane on college bowl season. Everyone knows this is the last day of the regular season. So the bettors are also thinking the same thing. Why am I going to put my hard-earned money on a game that I have no idea who's playing, who's not? This is probably one of the weakest handles for NFL, for sports books and all that. So that's why we'll lower our limits. We're not going to take a six-figure bet on any of these two teams, just because we just don't want to force that league going into the playoffs. So this is probably one of the lowest handles in the sportsbook for the NFL, and it's fucking right in the holidays. So people are broke right now, paying their credit cards for all those toys they had to buy for their kids.
Rafael Esparza, I got to ask you this at VSI Doc Sports. Where are the props and where are the odds now with Anthony Davis?
You beat me to it.
I mean, it's just... Is it even worth asking now? Is it just, I mean, it's just happening?
I mean, for the Pels, I mean, just overall, or what's just going on with them?
AD being traded.
He's not asking for a trade.
I'm with you. He's not going to be traded here. It's going to be the summer. They're going to offer him the max. He's going to say yes or no.
Yeah, he may hint during the season that, okay, I might not sign, or he may be hinting. But there's no way. The Pels, there's nothing the Pels can get that's going to say, okay, you can have them right now.
Correct.
They want draft picks. They would love to get the number one pick, maybe to try to get Zion. If they did that right now, traded AD, then just put the big for sale sign at the Smoothie King Center. Because, the town will be rioting.
I don't agree with you on that. I think enough people have called here and saying, you know what, don't let the door hit you on their way out. And people are coming up with ideas and ways of who they can grab and get. And that's what I mean by that. Look, are you going to have a generational player or something like that? No, I mean, I hear you. But I still think, Raphael, people that go to the games and follow the team still will be on board. They're maybe looking at this and going, fine, then give us this, and they want something in return. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree. But if you if you're a Pels fan and you're one of those guys that just get rid of him now, then take a step back and okay, what are you going to get right now? You're going to the best you're going to get is if you wait and get rid of him in the summer with draft picks from the Celtics, draft picks from the Nets, maybe a three-team deal throwing with the Lakers because I think the Lakers are trying to find another team that has draft picks and veterans. I mean, the better option is to keep him now because I think you can pick more from him later than you will now.
Yep, there he is, Rafael Esparza. So once again, you have Clemson, but you're getting the points, right? You like Clemson, yeah, but you like the points, and you think Bama and Oklahoma's what again?
It's 14. I'm probably going to Alabama wins. I don't think they cover, and it's going to be a boring national championship, and I'll watch Monday Night Raw.
Really? Okay.
So who wants to watch Clemson, Alabama again? Give me Oklahoma, Notre Dame, National Finals so I can laugh at all the SEC and all the Clemson fans.
And on that note, that's all the time we have for Rafael. And
I'm going to make you a burger next time you come in at Rafael.
Wow.
I'm still waiting for the pork chop.
You got to be here. Man. You want me to mail it to you?
I love it. Yeah, he's mailing, all right. He's mailing some haymakers. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. And
have a good new year.
We'll call you on Monday to talk a little LSU and the Fiesta Bowl.
Take it easy. Get that back-to-back national championship UCF shirts now.
That's it. That's all it's, hang up on them, Joey. Hang up on them. Back-to-back national championship.
They have to repaint their police cars,
yeah,
man.
That's it. Back-to-back. We're going to have a little fun with that.
That's
and now we're number three with Marlon Favre. Why is it embarrassing?
To self-proclaim a national championship?
Hey, Jordan self-proclaims he could have been, what were you again? A tight end?
Yeah, it was a tight end at LSU.
Tight end at LSU. Never played tackle football in his life.
You won national championship, didn't you?
Yeah, cross of Steph Curry also. You
that's right. Remember he said he could take on Steph Curry?
While you were a tight end at LSU.
While I was a tight end.
Might as well just self-proclaim anything.
Hell yeah.
I meant to ask him because the NFL Network right now and CBSSports.com kind of have a coaches on their way out, coaches coming in. And Joey, they're talking about the Cleveland Browns. Everyone wants to be the Cleveland Browns head coach. Do you stick with Greg Williams, Jay? Answer it after the break. Or do you maybe go like with a Mike McCarthy or somebody like that?
I'll answer that after the break.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Sign up for the Saccharoosh Diamond Club Winter Baseball Camp Saturday, January 19th, hosted by head coach Andrew Revalier, assistant coaches Chandler Guidraz, Corey Helmer, and Brian Shassaw, and assisted by the Saccharoosh Tarpon Baseball Team. Open to ages 5 through 14, that's Saccharoosh Diamond Club Winter Baseball Camp January 19th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the La Rose Regional Park. Registration begins at 8 a.m., $60 per player. Bring your glove, bat, cleats, and hat. For more information, contact Coach Revalier at sltarponbaseball@gmail.com.
Are you hungry?
Wow Cafe and Wingery and Cutoff has nothing but the freshest, wholesome flavors and genuine taste. You'll love their fresh salads, wraps, burgers, tenders, and wings with your choice of their award-winning signature sauces and spiced rubs. Stop in for lunch or for dinner 7 days a week. Wow Cafe and Wingery will surely satisfy any appetite for wings and a whole lot more. Located at 3162 in Cutoff on Tarpon Pass.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Louisiana is more than just a place to visit. It's our way of life, and that means being outdoors. Join the nearly 2 million people who camp, bike, paddle, and hike our state parks last year as we invite you to do the same. Every corner of Louisiana has something to offer, from the world-class fishing at Toledo Bend to paddling at Fontainebleau to exploring the ancient mounds at Poverty Point World Heritage Site. So fill up your car and staycation right here in our home, Louisiana.
Sponsored by Louisiana Office of Tourism.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Orleans Pelicans basketball. Do it big.
Lob for the rim. One hand alley-oop. Smash. Down by Anthony Davis. No, he didn't. Picks it up. Shoots for three. Good, good, good. Drew Holiday.
Hi, this is Sean Kelly. Join John DeShazer and me as the Pelicans take on the Minnesota Timberwolves Monday at 7
on ESPN Radio, New Orleans.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
The holidays continuing. Hoping everybody's having a happy holidays, a good Merry Christmas as well. New Year's weekend into the week, right? Should be fun. Monday, we will have a show, New Year's Eve. Looking forward to that. We'll recap all the things that are going on, obviously, on Saturday and Sunday. And get you ready. Hopefully everyone's having a safe one. My folks, Jay Hardgrave, they're up in Vermont seeing my sister. It was like 18 degrees or something I saw when it was 72 yesterday.
Yeah, it's almost short sleeve weather out there today.
No, it was great. Slight difference. And they're listening right now because Jordan the intern, how can you listen to the show if you don't have a radio?
You go to MyTuner Radio. Mm-hmm. The MyTuner app, it's completely free.
Or tune in.
Yeah, or tune in.
Yeah.
And then after that, wait, turn me a little bit lower.
What's your headset?
My headset's a little bit too loud.
Wait a minute. How did you just, in the middle of telling people how to do what? You finish it? This is what a professional would do. You finish it with your ears blaring, and then you adjust later. You don't cut it off in the middle of the promo.
That's why we call me the intern.
Exactly right.
So you can go to SoundCloud after the show's over.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll have it posted there and on the website.
Just don't worry, they'll edit it out.
You have all 3 hours of Gus bashing.
They'll edit it out later.
I'm throwing you under the bus. I'm sorry.
All right, just cue it up.
There's a new one.
I'm throwing you under
up,
the bus.
Joey.
I'm throwing you under the bus.
There's a new one.
You know why Jordan sounds a little struggling right now?
I don't know.
Because he didn't go to bed till 4 a.m. last night.
Nice.
Yeah.
We won't go into why.
Drop in money at broadcast school has really paid off.
But, it's good to know that I have basically about 25% of the intern today.
Just wait till he eats lunch.
It's good to know. Got a text around 10:30. I may or may not be there. That's on time.
You missed at the key
anyway. I'm gonna give a shout out to my little guys that are listening, Pilot and Force, via the TuneIn Radio app in the car up there in Vermont, and the rest of the Lauriers, my sister too, mom and dad. Get back so my wife and I can go on a date night.
Oh, it's all about you, isn't it?
It always comes back to you. Mom watches Carver during the day, you know?
So you don't want to see mom and dad. You just want to see the babysitters back.
I want to see them. I want to see them.
Babysit your kid.
As they're watching my kid, yeah.
It's all about you.
No, I'm just, get back soon. Hurry. Okay. So one of the things I want to touch on is the Super Bowl odds that are out there. And obviously, Rafael will talk a little bit more once the season officially ends on Monday with him. CBSSports.com, they'll put a list of every team. All right.
That has a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
The entire NFL, but based on who? Who is it?
Kevin Skier.
No. Where is he getting the odds from?
Vegas.
Okay. Normally, there's a sports book or two tight. You know what? We're working on 25% with you. That's fine. Just give me the list.
Your New Orleans Saints at number one on the list. 8-5, Vegas.
Okay.
Super Bowl percentage to go is 28.12.
Okay. Win the conference, what? Is that
47.44%?
Okay.
And then, I guess, Kansas City, 4-1.
Next. Okay.
20% odds to go to the Super Bowl. Then the Los Angeles Rams, 5-1 with Vegas.
The Lambs, huh?
The Lambs. I said the Lambs. I wanted to say the Lambs because that's what I usually call them.
Keep going. Uh-huh.
The New England Patriots, 6-1.
Uh-huh.
10% chance to make it to the Super Bowl. Los Angeles Chargers, 18-1, 6% chance to make it to the Super Bowl.
Wow. Keep going.
Baltimore Ravens, 20-1.
And who's next?
The Chicago Bears, 12-1.
The Bears, the team that you and everyone else fear so much.
But you know what, Gus? They beat the Rams.
Keep going. Who's after the Bears?
The Houston Texans.
The Texans. Who's after that?
Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, the gum chewer. You and other people so worried about Seattle. And where are they? Like 10th.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Who's after that?
You're Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys. Well, Marlins. Huh?
Marlins,
yeah.
Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Look, I...
Wait. We're not done yet.
We're not done?
Who's below that, Gus? The team that you're afraid of?
I'm not afraid of the Vikings.
You said at the beginning of this week, you know who I'm afraid of? The Minnesota Vikings.
That was not the exact word usage. I said that game against Minnesota. Look, they have receivers. They got a good defense. They got a quarterback that's capable of doing it. In the playoffs, Jay Hargrave, you're going to have a quarterback. That's why I hear you when people say, but that Bears defense and Khalil Mack. And you look at the game last year. Chicago, New Orleans, and New Orleans needed a fourth quarter to come back and win in that game. Look, it was a close game, right? But I'm sorry, I'm not buying Mitch Trubisky, and name me a receiver. Name me the running back off the top of your head.
Jordan Howard.
Okay, but I know. Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
my point is,
I know what you're saying.
That's an issue.
I think they're a lot better than people giving them credit for.
I'm not saying they're not good, but yeah. I'm not saying that that's the team that is going to – who's the best team in the NFC right now?
Right now – the Saints, but it's almost by default. And the Rams aren't playing.
You got no belief, huh?
I have belief, but this offense is not playing well right now.
They put up 31 points last week.
Jim.
How did they put up 31 points?
They put up 31 points.
You had a bogus interference penalty.
See, you're looking at the end of that play. He tugged on Kamara
that
on the route.
That was not interference.
Yeah,
I'm a Saints fan, Gus.
He tugged on him.
That's not interference.
He tugged on him. I saw it. He could have dislocated his neck the way he tugged on.
You got a touchdown on a short field on a fake punt by Mike Tomlin. This offense is not driving the 80-yard drives like they used to in the beginning of the year.
Let's go your route. Okay, let's go Sour Sam over here, and that's fine. You want to go that way. But what about the other way where the defense is making the plays to make the stop?
Let's talk about that.
We'll do that on the other side of the break as we've hit the top of the hour. We're live at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. Sour Sam, a.k.a. Jay Hargrave. Jordan, I want to go to bed, the intern. And me, Gus Cattingale, basically doing the show by myself. I mean, this is what it feels like. This is what it does. Sports Hangover continues next in hour two.
Just wait till we get back.
Our fearless leader.
Just wait till we get back.
I need help.
You're about to get it.